Blabbermouth, written by Maurice Gleitzman and read by Marianne Fay.
I followed Amanda to the starting line and glanced at her, but she didn't look at me. I stood there while Darren Peck won his race and crowed about it for several minutes. I hardly noticed. I was seeing something else in my head. Me doing what I should have done ages ago, telling Dad to back off and stop scaring people away, making him listen. And him doing what I've always feared he'd do, looking hurt like he did with Mr. Cosgrove, but 10 times worse because it was me, then glaring at me and walking away. The gun went off and I leapt forward and squashed the picture in my head. Suddenly, I felt so angry I wanted to scream. But of course I couldn't, so I concentrated on pounding my legs into the ground as hard as I could. The kids on either side dropped back, and suddenly the only one I could see out of the corner of my eye was Amanda Cosgrove, and then she disappeared too. I was in front. Then I saw Dad, up ahead by the finish line, a big grin on his face, eyes gleaming with excitement, jumping up and down and waving his arms at me. And another picture flashed into my head. Dad, after I'd won, sharing his excitement with the other parents, slapping them on the back so they spilt their drinks, digging them in the ribs so they dropped their sandwiches, sticking his hand into their armholes until they all ran for their cars and roared away as fast as they could and had serious accidents on the way home, so all their kids had to go to special schools and I was the only one who didn't. And suddenly, I could hardly move my legs anymore. And as I stumbled over the finishing line, Amanda Cosgrove was there at my side.